enough to end up on the guild's hunt list. But that wasn't the worst part. Right when Ashwini almost had him, when she could all but smell the collar, he'd somehow make up with whoever it was he defended. Last time, she nearly shot him on principle. A brush of laughter, his thumb sweeping along her skin in a languid caress.
"You should thank me," he said. "Because of me, you're guaranteed a healthy pay packet, at least twice a year."
"I'm guaranteed that pay packet because I'm good," she said, twisting out of his hold so she could face him. "You ready to talk?" He swept out an arm.
"Step into my lair, Guild Hunter."
Ashwini wasn't much for allowing vampires at her back, but she and Janvier had an understanding after three hunts. If it ever came down to it, it would be face to face. Some of her hunter brethren might call her a fool for trusting a man she'd hunted, but she'd always made up her own mind about people. She had no illusions, knew Janvier could be as lethal as an unsheathed blade, but she also knew he'd been born in a time when a man's word was all he had. Immortality hadn't yet stolen that sense of honor from him. Now she squeezed past him, aware he'd deliberately turned his body